a bullshit summer, so I stop at the second.
Breaking news here. It's just come across my desk. Is that the price of fresh squeezed orange juice in the country that we live in, the United States of America, has just, and I repeat, has just hit $6. We are in crisis mode. It's riot time. Pick up your arms and take to the streets. Burn down windows. Break into houses. It's time to revolt.
Bigger than that. Niggas is charging $8 for a bacon, egg, and cheese. Now I'm really gonna be one of them niggas that, oh, yo, I'll make it at the crib.
It never tastes the same. You ever made a bagel before? I doubt it.
I made a bagel?
Yeah, I don't think you have. You're not really built like that.
This nigga asked me the question and said I doubted right beforehand, disrespected me. Like, that's crazy. Now, I never made bagels. I've made pretzels at the crib and shit before. I've thought about making bagels, though.
I don't even know what the fuck a pretzel is, like, if you make it. How do you make a pretzel?
Same way you make a bagel.
That's
you
make bullshit.
You make the dough, then you boil it in in a pot, and then you throw it in the oven.
Pretzels are German, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what they did there. those are some sick motherfuckers, brother.
Hey, I wasn't going to say.
Sick guys.
Listen. I wasn't going to say. As soon as you say that, that got to be wrong. So, all right, go do your research, my brother. I wasn't going to say shit.
Nah, listen, brother, listen. You don't invent something like that without, you know, doing something evil.
They twisted that motherfucker up and been like, yo, this is a German.
This is ours now, yeah. They doing the same thing to kebabs, the doner kebabs, you know, them shits where like you go to Turkey and stuff and they got like the fucking meat, like the Alpa store meat spinning on the wheel. They stole that and they're like, this is actually German, sorry bud. they've been doing a lot of foul shit like that.
We know that's pump faking and like crazy. If I see a wheel of meat spinning paws in a food truck, we know where that came from, dog.
Facts. Listen, I know no fair-skinned person came up with this. Facts. You have to have a sick twisted tan mind in order to like think about, you know what, you see that stick right there, put some raw meat on it and spin it.
Put some seasoned raw meat on it
and facts and just start spinning it, and then, you know, and you're like, oh, are we gonna take it off to like serve it? And like, nope. Nah, just cut it straight off.
And then you'll just get customers to complain that they didn't get the crispy parts off of it, so whenever it's freshly cut, nobody wants it. Everybody wants it when it's rotated enough already.
Listen, who invented rotisserie? That's another,
rotisserie?
It's a similar, or just rotisserie in general.
I feel like you won't even find the origin of that, because that's pretty common within every culture, I feel like.
Oh, here we go. Peruvians. It's saying Peruvians invented it. Listen, another tan culture. I'm telling you.
Peruvian food is probably one of the most underrated foods.
It's fire, right? Their chicken is insane.
Bro, Peruvian food has so much shit, and it's super fire, and people don't really pay attention to like that. Like, New York got a bunch of Peruvian, like, really good Peruvian restaurants, and people just don't, like, yo, they only eat Dominican food. I'm like, all right, cool.
That's how I know that capitalism is kind of flawed, because, like, we should have way more Peruvian spots. Like, there's no way that they chefing up like that, and I still gotta eat fucking Puerto Rican food. There's no way.
I have a strong feeling that there's not that much Peruvian people in America.
Well, listen, funny thing about that, it's kind of, let's look at whose fault that is.
I don't think there's going to be that much there. There's a lot of Dominicans here, though, especially in Baby DR in New York. There's definitely, I mean, I feel like in New York, they probably have more Dominican restaurants in New York than they have in DR.
Bro, there's more Dominican people in New York than there is in DR.
Like,
listen, it only makes sense. Speaks to power.
It's literally the Jews in Dominicans running New York.
You know what's funny? I think there's more Dominicans than there is Jewish people. Don't quote me on that.
I mean, it's a safe assumption. I'll say that, dog. There definitely should be more Dominican people than I wouldn't say should, but I'm saying like...
this guy was like...
historically, it would make sense if there was more of the other...
Bro, this guy's been watching the news. You gotta watch what you say. Bro said should. He was like, hey, yeah, let's make the numbers right.
I got no problems with the homies, man. I got a lot of Jewish friends, man. They cool.
Yo, I think I gotta give a shout out or an ant. What's the opposite of a shout out? Like, I gotta send some hate, right?
Yeah,
I gotta send a shot, some hate to Zuckerberg, Big Zuck. my algorithm is ruined on Reels. Like, what's going on? You better fix that shit before they, like, ban TikTok. You feel me? You better get my shit right.
I'm going to let you know right now. I have a feeling that you got one of the top five nastiest Reels algorithm out of anybody I know.
Bro, I used to, but now it's bullshit.
Including, like, your famous Chimmy nigga. That nigga by far got the worst algorithm of all time, dog.
Bro, I used to love that shit. Like, I would get, like, straight, like, cartel videos. I would get, like, fucking, like,
I randomly get them shit. That's
cool. Yeah.
Yo, it always baffled me. Niggas who are in crime, who record crime.
They, like, love recording it. They love posting.
Showing niggas how y'all whip coke and how, bro, much money y'all coming back and forth with on these little pontoon boats and shit. Like,
people love posting. Like, we've come to the point where, like, it's a part of human nature. We love posting. We love sharing.
It's not even just us, though. It's the old heads, too.
Like, dog, they share more than anybody. How many unks you know would just take a selfie and just put, like, the most random caption?
Like, that shit is insane, dog. Like, it's come to the point of the world where, like, now the youth is manipulating or influencing the old heads. And I'm just like, dog, like, I mean, you still got the stubborn old heads, shout out to them, but it's getting nasty out here. It's a lot of your aunties and uncles on Instagram doing some wild shit.
We're at the point where not posting is, like, looked at as corny now. Like, oh, you too good to post. Like, that's counterculture now. Not posting is counterculture.
I'm going to tell you right now. Not posting will never not be corny to me. To me, that shit will never not be corny, bro. Like,
posting?
Yeah, like, in the world where, like, you're saying, like, people are saying, like, yo, if you don't post shit, that shit is corny, nigga. Not posting will ever, forever be way cooler than always posting every move that you do.
Oh, I misunderstood that. I thought you said that not posting is corny. And I was like, brother, you got to catch up. You've been posting the same Christmas pictures for, like, 5 years straight.
My nigga, I don't post at all. I look like a new human being every time I post. So, like, yeah, that shit don't exist with me. I'm not a...
So does Drake.
There's not that much to get off. I mean, yeah, Drake for other reasons, though. I don't be going to Colombia, nigga. Like, that's not my vibe. And when has Colombia become the staple to go get your body? Like, not, I wouldn't say body done, but, like, all plastic surgery.
All types of body done.
Niggas is going to over there and getting veneers now, too.
Your teeth, like,
when,
yeah.
When has Colombia been the spot for that?
I got somebody in my family who's going over there for a hair transplant. I didn't even know they did that shit over there.
I mean, I know that niggas go to DR for that now, too, but I feel like if they're telling you Turkey's the wave, why are you not going to Turkey, bro?
And bro, I mean, DR is just like the Turkey of...
definitely not.
If you think about it. Brother.
Not
anymore. Brother. No, still, like, to the today. I got to send you some Turkish memes. Literally, their president, they had, like, an earthquake not too long ago, and a bunch of people died, right? And the guy was like, bro, how come the president was like, how come they didn't build the buildings better? And then you look at, like, who signed off on, like, the buildings being shit, and it was him, and he was like, nah, it couldn't have been.
False news.
Fake news.
Yeah, no. You were saying something beforehand about DR and Turkey, though. You was getting in your bag right there. You was getting to your rod bag.
Nah, I was just saying, you know, they're mad similar.
You
want
to come home,
you know,
to America. We're not similar, nigga. Do not put that on
bro, the rod. I say that, and I'm trying to, like, praise both of those places. I just feel like maybe, like, your idea of Turkey, maybe, like, you just don't know that it's fire over there. And they got the mad hair transplants, because that's where people go for the hair transplants, the nose jobs.
Nose jobs?
Shit like that. Yeah. You never seen the meme where it's, like, a plane leaving Turkey, and it's, like, every man on there has, like, the bleeding head, and all the chicks have, like,
that
shit on their noses.
I've seen actual videos of that, though. Like, yeah, that's yeah. Like, I mean, at least y'all know private airline right back to where y'all was.
But shout out to Colombia, though, for entering the market. That's what we love to see.
Facts. And as the mayor of Colombia and getting abs done, I guess we got to continue talking about the beef and what's going on. Is it just me, or does everybody have fatigue of this shit already?
I'm kind of like tired of being told about it.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, I feel like
every day, like, I see, oh, it's day 47.
Yeah,
kids are not responding. I was like, bro, shut up.
Yeah, like, nobody cares, dog. Like, I feel like when everybody,
like,
was actually
is this
sort of
drink liquor. Is this your whole day?
Exactly.
Like, you wait all day for this? You got nothing else going on?
I feel like too much people are invested in this shit. I feel like when everybody was waiting for the Drake record, it was still exciting because, like, that had just dropped, whatever, whatever. So, like, now niggas is trying to tell Drake, like, yo, hop out here and do something. And then Drake came out, and then Kendrick, for some reason, has not put out a record yet or whatever. And speculations that he's going to put out his album that comes out in May and all this shit. And people are now saying, like, oh, after this weekend, it's past Drake's the time that Drake took to,
right,
to drop a record. So, like, what's going on? Like, y'all moving the goalposts? Like, da 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 da.
I've been hating that move the goalpost line.
I would just like to say, I think some of you people are too invested in this situation.
Truly.
I don't know if FanDuel or Bovada or DraftKings.
Stake, brother. Stake, I think.
Has have fucking.
They got equity in these people's brains. Yeah, that's what, like, it is.
It's beginning to be too much for me in that aspect. I want to see niggas get out there. I want to see niggas go to war. I want to hear what Kendrick has to say. And we're saying this, and right as soon as Kendrick drop, it's going to be
probably interesting. Yeah. Like, but right again, we want all that stuff, but I'm not waking up every day like checking my phone going, that's oh, no.
All you other, like, media niggas and everybody around, Ack and all these niggas, like, bro, come on, man. Like, y'all niggas is whack.
I mean,
like,
but you know what that is. He's trying to keep that relationship.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that. It's just, you know, the engagements are going to be there when you talk about this conversation. And that's why everybody's hopping on this shit now. It's just like when Orange Boy was the president, and CNN, brother, and all these niggas was talking about it, and it's just like, bro, you know that there's going to be peak interest anytime you say anything about him. Yeah. So, like, that's the shit where it's just like, this has now become peak interest for everybody, and, like, da 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 da, and Drake.
It's like, Drake knows that, right?
Yeah, I mean,
and
they both know that.
Yeah, and I don't want to say the accusations, because, like, he's talking to these people. He's talking to the Ack and Maul and these other outlets. He's telling them what's going on. And for them to be like, no, I don't really know anything that other people don't know, it's like, stop lying. Come on. That's your man's. And yeah, you're saying what he says. Yeah, so what are we doing?
Maul told us that a Kendrick album is coming in May, and nobody
knew
anything. Like, I think we already know what time it is with that shit. And I think people have their side picked already. Like, you have the relationship already. Like, you see Daylight and Absol tweeting every fucking weekend, like, oh, y'all not ready for it.
Wait, I've never seen a Daylight tweet on my For You page ever. You'll see it. I'm saying until now.
Anytime now, like, you know, the size is picked, because, you know, West Coast is gonna ride with Kendrick regardless, and then, you know, whoever's riding with Drake is riding with Drake. I don't think there's a Coast riding with Drake. It's just random bots or whatever is riding with Drake. But I can say that we can have the conversation of Drake was definitely the person leaking the AIs.
Yeah. I mean, agree. Like, he's basically confirmed it with what he did on this. He's just playing around. He's just having a lot of fun trolling. I don't mind. The actual song, I don't really hate. I'm not a super huge fan. I think I don't really consider this AI. It's more like a voice filter type beat. You know what I mean? But the voice filter is created by using artificial intelligence, gathering, like, samples of voices. So I get what they mean, but I just think it was a little whatever-y. He already had to take it down because of Tupac estate, but I don't want to get too far ahead. Like, what did you think of it?
I mean, I don't know. It's just something about, like, I hear people have this conversation all the time where it's just like, oh, people move the goalposts because people don't like Drake. It's not that I don't like Drake. I just think a corny nigga is always going to be corny to me. And that was, like, a corny move where it's just like, oh, I'm just going to rap from the perspective of Tupac and Snoop to say, like, yo, you the king of the West. Why you scared of this Canadian nigga or whatever? Because, you know, you trying to antagonize and, you know, make a joke, all that shit. But I just thought that shit was whack. I just think you could have just said that shit yourself. Because I thought the second half of that, when you actually rapped and was like, oh, nah, nigga, you can't run away from this. You got to get in this action. You know, changing the narrative, saying, like, yo, nigga, we waiting on you. Like, you know, putting, like, the ball in your court and making all the fans come to you and say, like, nigga, we waiting for you. He said he waiting for you. I thought that was a better approach than putting the Tupac and Snoop. I thought the Tupac and Snoop shit diluted that approach because, like,
it made it a little less serious.
Exactly.
It made it a little more trolly, which I guess, like, that's the angle that serves, like, his base. They're like, oh, he's fucking with you now. Like,
the things that you were saying just from their perspective, it wasn't anything, you know, like, it wasn't anything super creative. You know, it wasn't like anything like that. It was just your voice, their voice, and you rapping, right? And then like the whole thing was like the, oh, tell him he like young girls. He got it from the Button podcast. And that approach, like we've been talking about it from the beginning, Drake is using the Eminem approach of just letting everything fly so that when Kendrick has something to say, there's nothing to say, right?
Right. He's punching himself so that when he's
not him. Apply to this, my brother.
That, I agree. Like,
that little girl shit's gonna be the end of you if that's the shit that is true. Like, you rob at that point, man. Do you want to come back home with to America? Like,
do you have your shots, brother?
You on that wave at that point? Like, that shit will not save you. If you dating 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds and shit like that, whatever, and Kendrick get on some introspective shit and say like, you know, you never grew up or you never knew what a real relationship was on some pushy shit and just like, you know, dissect who you are as a man or whatever, then that's fine. You within the legal limits of whatever you do, and you're a grown man. If you 40 and want to date 18-year-old, that's your fucking business. You got to go to therapy to think about why you doing this shit. But you within the legal limits of that. Otherwise, you cook, my nigga. Like, if there's some actual shit behind that, right? And I do get his approach. Yeah. It's like throwing the jab at Joe too, whatever. But it would have been better in your voice. The beat was definitely way better than the first beat that you chose.
Listen, I'm not with like pedo speculation. Obviously. I don't want to put that on nobody, right? I also don't know this motherfucker, like, so I'm not gonna put it on him either way.
That's on you, buddy.
Yeah, but it's a nasty accusation. I think I don't even think Kendrick goes that way. If he decides to,
I think that's everybody's,
because he'd have to prove it.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, I think everybody's thinking that he's going to use that approach. I think he's going to use the approach of Pusha, where he's just going to dissect the man that he is.
I think the fans want him to be a chomo more than anyone else. Really.
The way
they keep bringing it up.
I'm going to just keep it a buck with you like this. If you are, you are, right? And we should attack you because that's some nasty shit, right? But right. I feel like in this time and age, people have been chasing that a lot.
Yeah, like ever since that news came out that ever they were since, you know, sending the big texts.
Well, not even just that, because like that shit is weird, and you got to explain that shit in your own world. Like, why are you texting an 11-year-old? Like, that's on you, bro. Like, unless you're my family, there's no way I'm texting a child, right? But I think that I'm saying from the aspect of just like entertainment and, you know, just like what's been going on in the world, you know, with like the Epstein shit and all that stuff. I feel like everybody thinks that
everyone has that shit on their mind right now.
Yeah, everybody has it on their mind, and they're like chasing for that. They're like, like they're just wanting to put that on everybody's jacket.
And they want like, it bad right now. They want him to be that shit, and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. It is a little odd. If you got information, you got information. But for niggas who don't know you, then niggas don't know you. I don't know who your dog just saw, but maybe he knows something. Cause that's
maybe she knows. Listen,
like, but yeah, no, I do feel like people have been like longing for like a new thing. Cause like when the Diddy shit came out, like, but the Diddy shit was well documented, you know, like whatever. Like it was, people have been saying this for years. Like,
but even with that, they were having more fun or like having more conversations about making fun of Meek Mill rather than like these crimes that this man was committing.
You know what time it is, dog. You know what time it is with our culture and what niggas gonna do. Niggas gonna climb the fuck out of you for that shit. And it's just like, all right, like if that's what we're gonna do, that's what we're gonna do. Just ignore that. This like in the accusations is sex trafficking and like, you know, other things. And now niggas is like, yo, no, me gay. And I'm like, all right, then nigga gay.
That's what we got out of this. Yeah. I was like, all right.
Hold on. That there's not much that surprises me in this world anymore. But niggas just randomly throwing Carl Winslow out there is crazy, dog.
Nah, but you mean like, listen, that's an out gay man. Like, he's been out.
Oh, I didn't know he was gay.
Yeah, he's actually gay.
Oh, I didn't know that. I had no clue.
Yeah. It was even the dude said it was more like a power thing. He was just like, come here, gay guy. I don't know. Like, I could pull. I don't know. I'm not gonna get into Diddy's.
You gay? You can pull gay niggas, nigga. You gay, dog? Like, what do you mean? Like, I don't know. I think there's a lot of people that have to look within themselves in the mirror and just like acknowledge who you are, be happy.
Facts.
With who you
be proud of it, brother. Yeah, like, I mean, that, like, listen, Carl Winslow. Shout out to him. That's a real TV dad right there.
Facts. I did not know he was gay at all.
same with Uncle Phil.
Uncle Rest Phil. In peace. There's no way he was
in real life. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had no clue.
Yeah. If you're on TV and you're a dad, you're probably gay. Bob Saget.
That's crazy. Bob Saget was not gay, nigga.
Might as well be.
you play shit on random shit like that's crazy.
Who else is the TV dad? Modern George Family. George Lopez, brother. Let me tell you.
That's crazy.
Give it 15 years, we can get some crazy George Lopez stories.
I mean, George Lopez used to do heavy amounts of coke, so I already know him, Oscar De La Hoya, was on some crazy shit.
Him and Oscar De La Hoya? That's crazy.
Oscar is a known cokehead, dude. What you mean?
I didn't know. I thought you were putting, like, the gay on Oscar.
No. I'm just saying, like, they had some wild nights in, like, Vegas. I'm not putting the gay shit on nobody. Like, you are who you are. You do what you do, but I'm not going to...
Facts.
Like... I'm not going to put shit on your jacket that was never on your jacket by you purposely, right?
So, but listen, ABC, Lifetime, Freeform, whatever. I'm of the age. I can be a TV dad. Listen, I can be a young TV dad. Shout out. I'm ready. I can memorize my lines. I got good reaction times, improv. I can grow a beard. I know that's big right now. So there we go. That's my audition tape.
I'm gonna let you know right now. I think you can actually be a good TV dad.
I feel like I could be like the TV uncle neighbor, like who shows up, who opens the door, and like the studio audience will go like, ah. like a Kramer type beat.
you wanna be the nigga from Home Improvement that was just looking
looking over the fence.
His chin.
Yeah.
It was just his eyeballs the whole time.
Motherfucker was always gardening,
giving the best advice.
Yeah, listen.
Randomly, nigga.
That's me right there. If you want advice, I got you.
All in all, Kendrick, I want you to drop the record. Drake, just stop. Like I get you playing the aggressive role.
Yeah,
you want to be.
Like you pushing and you pushing.
In the rounds or whatever, that's cool. But like, if you're gonna do that with like some real shit. Like you, with the back to back shit is things that you're always gonna be compared to. Put shit like that out. Like, stop putting this playful shit out. Put shit like that out. You've been saying, oh, the next record gonna be this. All right, nigga,
just put it out.
Kendrick White, Fuck the Bodyguard. Just put it out, nigga. At this point, yeah. you
put out the video.
Yeah, you put in like this movie teaser. With the whole movie already in it. The twist is already out. Like, I'm cool, dog. Like, that's why I kind of respect Kendrick just for being quiet. Because, like, I don't know which way he's going to approach this at all.
Yeah. Like, if you have the bullet in the chamber, kill him.
And also kill
him.
Yeah, I also don't know why this narrative is being out there, like, saying, like, that Kendrick did this without knowing... And not knowing that Drake was gonna like drop something, like he was just throwing a jab and he thought Drake was gonna throw a jab. Like, I think every time you throw a jab, you gotta be willing to get into a fight.
Yeah, you gotta be ready that there's gonna be a response.
So I don't think Kendrick was approaching it that way, and I don't know where people get this, but you know, people have biases to their own corner of where this is. But
yeah, anything that points the other guy, that facts. Paints them in a certain way, you're gonna be like, yeah, that's true.
That's the shit that I hate about everything, bro, is that there's too that, and this is the same thing with politics to me. It's why it annoys me the most. It's too extremes fighting. There's nobody in the middle giving all around observation, facts. Except this podcast.
It's a lot of dick riding. That's all it is.
It's crazy, bro. And y'all niggas is 45 doing this shit. It's crazy, dog. Like, that shit is crazy, man. That shit is on some other. On
yeah.
Some
other also, level. We gotta retire the word narrative. It has to be like, it was a mistake being introduced.
Yeah, I don't. It's a lot of words that was mistakenly introduced into hip hop. Goalpost. Stop that shit.
Yeah, we gotta stop that one early. We gotta move it early.
I'm done with that shit already. The narrative, I'm tired. Nigga, you know, you don't even know what a round character is in a book. Please do not use the word narrative. Please, please.
We gotta do sonically can go. Landscape can go.
Sonically, if it's used correctly, I don't mind it. Cause sonically, you're talking about the musicianship of an album, right? But like everybody just uses sonically in the wrong term always, right? But like. Roll out all this shit. It's just like, come on, man, stop.
Roll out can go. Y'all niggas
work in the industry now. Like, come on, dog.
Oh, industry plant can go.
Dog, industry plants. Or anybody who y'all don't like and is actually making some money is an industry plant.
Industry plant easily. It's like, oh, I never heard of this person. My mother.
The whole point of five mixtapes is for you not to know who they are.
Like, listen, we could. I know who they opened for 5 years ago.
Like, what are we doing? And me and B-Dash talked about this privately because there was somebody that Kanye, you know, said it was an industry plan. I'm like, yo, I'm not mad at this one because I feel like I haven't really known this dude until, like, the last 2 years and, like, the algorithm is really pushing it. But AB-Dash had a really good response to it. He was like, he's more of a media darling than anything. And I feel like that's what people want to use more.
Right.
People are more media darlings than they are industry plans.
Yeah. Plus, like, listen... Isn't that kind of what you want for your label to be, like, giving you shit? Like,
why
else sign?
That's the whole point. Why else would I sign to a label if I didn't feel like they were going to market me in the direct
facts position? And put me in the interview spots? Like, come on, what are we doing?
Yeah, I don't understand. I get the narrative of a struggling artist saying, like, yo, they're just giving the money to Drake. They're just giving the money to Kendrick. Facts. And, like, look, we can't even get a thing like that. But I feel like, maybe because I'm not in the industry like that or anything like that, I feel like that's a wrong approach to it.
You think 6ix9ine got that Breakfast Club interview because they like him?
Yeah, facts. Like, you think like there's a bunch of people that we can name, and you like, you think that this person is actually a really good artist, or you think that this person has been put in the machine, and that's right. Where we're at now? Because like,
there's a certain like A&R move their name up a list on the interview like wait list.
Just look at R&B specifically, and like. There's a ton of really good R&B artists. If you just throwing one out, the BJ the Chicago Kid. And that's somebody you don't hear about barely any time, right? But, like, when he writes for somebody, it's a hit record. You feel me? So, and like, I feel like he's a really good performer as well. I wouldn't say that the person that he's writing for is an industry plant, though. Or the people that he's written for is an industry plant. I would say they're more of a media darling. And that's it. Continue somebody who is a semi-media darling and also hated by the media, Kanye introed himself into this beef.
It's mad random.
Mad random.
Also, the interview he did with Justin LaBoy was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my entire life.
I mean, whenever you mention that person's name, we know what kind of content we're going to get. It's just shocking content that he's going to just say, like, yeah. Yo... I would do a three. Why are you asking Kanye who he would do a threesome with his fucking wife?
Yeah, like, bro, asking who no follow up questions, bro. Just saying, oh, word, heard that. Like, all right,
like,
buddy.
Come on, dog. Like, so he introduced himself into this beef, and this I will agree with. Then this is one time I will agree with the timeline. This might have been like the worst Kanye shit in a while. Like, this shit was terrible.
The beat is hard though.
The beat is hard.
Everything else he said on there,
horrible
ass. Yeah,
horrible. But I do super like the ass. Approach that he took, where it's just like, "Hey, what happened? Y'all gonna leave J. Cole? No, fuck this nigga. Who listens to this?" I'm just like, "That's crazy, dog." Because like, J. Cole has more listeners to you than you do right now.
That line's gonna go triple platinum in my household for sure.
A fact that goes triple platinum in a lot of people's household, and I feel like he took the approach of who are we hating the most right now, and I'm gonna take the approach of like. That shit where it's like, yo, that meme that he posts, like, you listen to J. Cole, no, and then there's the fucking meme of the girl giving head. And that shit, I'm just like, dog, you are 50, my nigga. Like, where you getting these 2D, low-ass quality memes from, dog?
And he did the thing where it's, like, the only post he had up on his Instagram. Like, he deleted everything else. It was funny as hell.
That's good. Yeah, kind of is... You know what time it is. Kanye's the it's a lot of noise being made, and I'm not in it. Let me get to the bag real quick, because all I saw that whole day when that interview came out was Yeezy sponsored clips with the link to his clothing brand and all the clothing shit that he was coming out with, and it's just like, all right, cool. Like, if you that it, like, it's the Super Bowl thing over and over again. Like, you just know how to market yourself really well, and that's just it. Like, Kanye's gonna get to the bag, and He pays $200,000 in alimony, so he needs to get to the bag. So.
Yo, speaking of alimony, Chance the Rapper. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, we could get to that. I have not listened to that project.
I didn't know it was a project. I thought he just put out a song. I listened to like the first 15 seconds. I got to get back to it.
I think he said he was going to put out a mixtape. That's where I got it from. I haven't listened to the record because like Chance the Rapper has not. There's a couple people who are on my list of like, I don't have to rush to your music anymore because you have been disappointing me. And Party Next Door just dropped and he's been disappointing me for like 8 years. So I'll listen to Party Next Door whenever I listen to Party Next Door.
I actually heard that the Party album is like really good.
I hope it
is. It's like an old Party.
I hope it is. But he does not warrant any space in my brain for me to be like, oh, Party drop, we have to talk about this on the podcast today. And I'm going to listen to it. That doesn't exist no more. I do not have an enthusiasm to listen to a Party.
He's had like a rough middle part of his career, I'd say.
Very rough middle part. Because you know what time it is. Drake learned from the best. OVO went over there and was like, yo, let me get the best records. And you make work with whatever you made work with. Like, fuck all the rest of the shit. Can we get to... We haven't had the time to be able to get to some clothing. But... ironically, some fire shit just dropped. AOD golf collection. I guess
I feel like this is dropped just for you.
Hey, I'm not gonna tell you that I didn't cop a bunch of shit from it. I thought this was really well orchestrated for a first collection of golf and getting your feet in the golf game because he did a very small capsule of this shit within
just a couple pieces.
I wish he would have done more, but he definitely took it to more of a '90s golf wave. For sure, with like every material that's on here is mostly nylon. The quarter zip short sleeve is a really good approach, especially when if you have plans to wear this on the course and you want to be able to use this throughout the year. I feel like that short sleeve is a good approach to it because then you can put something under it.
Smoke a cigar while playing golf?
No,
that's not your bag.
I got asthma, bro. Not your bag. You want me to die, nigga? Oh. I thought this was a really good approach to it. Some of the golfing homies wish that they would have done like head covers and like more accessory pieces and stuff like that. I for sure thought he was gonna drop a golf ball tee collection thing where like there was gonna be like tees and golf balls that you can buy that is branded with ALD.
Hey, maybe if this does well, they'll lean into it more because there's some stuff in here like that,
I think he's I thought testing.
They would definitely put out. Yeah,
yeah. I think he's testing to this shit. He has the Kango hat with the reverse shit. I thought the logo for the Amy thing was really well done, where it's
the green
with the thing on it. The pleated pants I felt like was the most fire shit in this collection because it's a pleated pant that you would probably be able to wear throughout multiple occasions, but it's also nylon. So if you're gonna use this for golf. It's dope. I thought the vest was really dope. I thought the AB Dash would go crazy with the shit. The hats was what the hats were gonna do. The glove I think could have been better, but I get the approach of it. But my favorite things that I actually bought was the nylon jacket, the all black one, the pant, the all black shit.
You actually cop from here?
Oh no, I cop some shit from here genuinely. Cause like the thing I like about golf wear is that it can be approached from a dress up. Approach of it too, just because like what it is, but it also can be dressed down and you just can just wear the nylon shit however you want it. I thought that was really dope. The quarter zip I also copped as well. I had a low-key Queens 40, you know, through some back channels. I thought he was gonna drop some shoes. I'm sure some shoes are gonna drop within time. I'm sure that he's gonna get some clubs made and a bag made. I just think that this was the approach of like I'm gonna drop something really quickly and like small.
I figure a bag might come with like one of the more vintage releases that they do.
I'll enjoy that. I will enjoy his approach on how he does it. I think he could have done more, but with what they've done, I thought it was well executed. A lot of that shit is not available right now. I thought the polos that they did was really well done too, just like from the aspect of something that you can actually wear on the course. I think this was more made for people who actually play golf than people who just want to look like they play golf. I'll just say that. I think he's looking at it from that aspect. And they're saying that there's a golf line. And they keep like saying like it's a golf line. So I think this might be like a separate thing from the normal ALD. And he's going to just drop golf shit. I think golf is going to become a very oversaturated market really soon. And I think they know that. So
golf and running are going to be overtaken right running now in is, the fashion world. Running is over.
Already there. That shit's already there. Every pant is 5 inch, and it's just like, I don't want to wear this on a normal day basis. Thanks. Continuing this, Schoolboy Q announces Blue Lips Weekends Tour.
Rent due, brother.
I'm gonna tell you like this, and I saw this. I saw this on Twitter. I think this is a very adult approach of Q just to be like, yo, I'm just gonna go out on the weekends and I'll be back home.
Yeah. Monday through Thursday. I like it too. Just listen. I'll be home during the week. I'll fly on a plane on Friday and I'll catch y'all then.
And also, it's for the other parents and just people who work in general. Like, more than likely, you'll be more likely to go to a weekend concert than
right, a like a fucking concert. Wednesday night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. So, like, the thing is with this is, like, there better be more to this tour than what it is. I'll say that.
I don't think there will be.
This album's too good not to tour.
What they're going to do is that they're going to see Turn Out on weekends only and then do filler dates throughout the week and be like, all right, bet.
I think he's going to continue this approach of just doing weekends throughout the whole time.
If we look at the cities he's hitting here, it's, like, all the major ones, right?
It's all already the major cities.
He still has to do fucking Des Moines and shit like
no,
that.
But he got no Cali dates except San Diego and San Francisco.
Yeah, which aren't his base. Yeah,
yeah. That lets me know that there is definitely going to be some. I just think they want to see the outpour of, like, where they want people to go and how these tickets sell, and then they'll go. And I think, like I said, I told you this, my significant other said this is her favorite project of the year. And I'm just like, this is the most random shit in the world. Like, I don't even know where you learned this.
Like, where'd you even hear this?
Yeah, like, I guess. Like, I mean, this album was really, like, when I was listening to it the other week, and I'm just like, yo, no, this album is a really good album. Like, this is one of Q's best albums for sure. And I think that, I'll speak from the fan approaches that I personally want to go to this concert. Q was the first concert I've ever been to, so, like, I'm definitely going to continue to support Q as long as he puts out good music. Like,
when you drop those other dates, brother, maybe we'll go, but I'm not making the trip up there.
Yeah, I'm not going to Atlanta. If I just happen, because, like, I feel like that July date, Brooklyn, I just feel like I'm going to be in New York around that time. I have a feeling that I'm going to be in New York around that time. So, like, I wouldn't mind that.
You get to make your schedule. Like, you can just go if you want to.
Nah, I could just go if I want to, but I just have a feeling I'm already going to be out there. You know, like, I just have a feeling this summer I'm going to be like, yo, it's time to go do some shit in the summer in New York again. You know,
are the venues up? Like, when you click the link and stuff, do you know where he's going to be?
If it's in Brooklyn, you already know where it's going to be.
I don't.
You know, the famous Brooklyn one they always do, dog. It's going to be at the fucking, the Brooklyn Steel or whatever that shit's called. Let me see if the venue's up for
Brooklyn. I went there. I forgot who I saw there, but that was a crazy venue. He's doing the Brooklyn Paramount.
Oh, the Brooklyn Paramount. All right. Yeah, I've never been to that venue. But
let me see what he's doing in Atlanta. Fuck it. Let me see. He's doing the Tabernacle. That's a good venue.
I mean, Q, we open. Hey. We need some Florida dates, my brother. And I'll say we'll end this off here.
Oh, you know what, brother?
What?
The DC venue I've been to before. We might have to hit that.
I mean, I've never been to DC. DMV. If y'all want thoughts, I'll comment in the comment section.
Summertime DMV. It's comment. What comment section do we have? Instagram, on SoundCloud, Twitter, maybe comment.
SoundCloud. Instagram. I think you can comment on Apple Music as well. If I'm not mistaken.
If anyone's commented on Apple Music, I've never seen it, and I'm sorry.
There's like 11 comments on Apple Music.
Let's go.
Continuing this, we'll end this out here. I thought this Dime 2024 second delivery is really well done. Like me and B-Dash talked about, everybody's going to have a soccer jersey this summer. And yep. I think out of everybody who's put out a soccer jersey so far, I think they have the best one. Out of everybody,
there's
so far.
This new one they have is pretty good. Yeah, it's like their second or third one already. Like,
with the new one, I like a lot.
Hammering out.
I thought what they did really well here was the pants. Almost every pant that they have on here is like really, really well done. The tees are cool and stuff like that, but I just thought they really focused in on like good, baggy, like airy nylon pants. They also are coming out with an Adidas sneaker, and finally a skateboard brand that's actually putting out like an actual skateboard looking shoe. And the shoe actually doesn't look that bad. It kind of looks like a Reebok C, 85C, but just like a thicker version of it, like a DC one. As far as the tops goes, I thought it was cool. It was just mostly like, you know, namesake dime shit, like
with a dime. Classic stuff, you know.
I like where
they shine really is like in their cut and sew. Yeah, their pants, their nylon.
The nylon pants, the dime stuff, the camp shirts and shit like that. I thought it was really dope. I think just for me, I like a lot of people's creativity in the more winter collections, where like, you know, you're putting out a really nice cardigan and stuff like that in the summertime.
I mean, hey, they're wearing beanies in this for some reason. Yeah, so I don't know,
for spring collection, I feel like they do a good job. I think they're doing like good shit. I think Dime is putting their name in the streetwear shit right now. Like, they're actually putting out some fire shit. Like, where Stussy had the big year last year, I feel like Dime is having a really great year this year.
Did you cop the Supreme bookcase with like the? With the, you know what I'm talking about?
Supreme 30th edition shit? Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Why?
That shit was fire.
I mean, Supreme, I would say this. For the people that love Supreme, I think this is the best time for you to be buying Supreme, because they are putting out like little hidden gym things that are going to be dope. Facts.
And that shit is sitting.
Yeah, and it's sitting. And then it's going to be dope in 10 years when Supreme starts to resell again.
Yeah, and like, listen, now's the time to buy. Like, this when Bitcoin was low, now's the time.
This is the time to buy. When Bitcoin was low, AB Dash is like, yo, it's looking odd for us right now. Like,
looking bad.
He said put all the money in it. And then when Bitcoin got up 70,000, AB Dash is like, yo, niggas is looking just for looking a crib right now.
Like, listen.
Hey, everything in this world goes in a cycle. It's not linear. It's not peaks and valleys. It goes in a circle. Everything comes back around always. So
people are fucking Karuchi again.
Yeah. Hey.
Teletalk season 27, episode 3.
We out.
I might gotta take my shirt off.
Yeah, kid.
I like that one.
I'm going.
Yeah. It's Task Force Tuesday. The Narcs is in the black car. I got 500 packs in my backyard. Clear 12-12s that look like stuffed shells. I'm cutting niggas' throats on the sails while they puff L's. Don't leave nothing unbagged. Shave everything. I learned from the OGs to save everything. They come by one more time, they gon' hop out. They too deep and one is a bitch. She get knocked out. Then I can get rid of